Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw news brief, Triple H talks his retirement, and we preview tonight's AEW. Speaking of which, Triple H also had something to say about All Elite Wrestling and the Wednesday Night War. Larson, what's in the news?
So, Triple H appeared on the Bill Simmons podcast in a fairly wide-ranging interview, as you mentioned, talking retirement, talking Wednesday Night Wars, and specifically why The Game thinks WWE would have an advantage in any sort of head-to-head competition against AEW or, I guess, any potential competitor. This we had to say, quote, it keeps you fresh, strong. When you look back over this, and I'm not going to belittle anybody's anything because that's not the intent. When you look back at a track record of a company that could shift, pivot, and move, it might take time. It doesn't happen on a Thursday. It just takes time, effort. There's a lot of pieces to move. But a company that historically, over and over again, that has recreated itself, reinvented itself, stayed relevant to the next wave as it was coming in and shifting with that, being able to ebb and flow, it is the strength of this company.
He sounds like Mr. Brody Lee.
Silver.
How funny was that stuff?
That was pretty funny. Being the lead, that was pretty funny. Anyway, more Triple H. People will talk about hard work, and anybody that can outwork Vince McMahon, God bless him. He's worn out more people than I can count. Trust me, it's what we do. I would put money on this. People ask me a lot of times, did I ever contemplate leaving in the Monday Night Wars to go someplace else? I said, I've been there and I've been here. Once I met Vince and I saw that level of passion, dedication, everything else, there was no way this guy was losing. Absolutely no way. It's awe-inspiring. We will pivot, shift, and put the people around him. He needs to pivot, shift, and it will work.
That last bit sounds like a Weekend at Bernie's reference. He put people around him so he could pivot and shift. Have a drink. Oh, yeah.
They're like this.
This is like the most corporate speak, rah-rah crap.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's right in terms of Vince, like, eating and sleeping. Well, when he sleeps, crapping wrestling. Yeah. That's all he does, by all accounts. He wakes up, he works out, he works, sleeps 4 hours, repeat.
Vince is terrifying.
Nothing else he does.
He's terrifying. Yeah.
He truly is.
Yeah.
And so his dedication to his industry, his craft, you can question a lot of things about Vince McMahon, but I don't think you can question his work ethic.
Yeah. And I mean, his, to borrow a phrase from Vince McMahon, his ruthless aggression. If you look at the history of wrestling and the competitive, AEW is very interesting in that it does seem to present something that Vince McMahon hasn't really come up against, and that's competence. If you look at WCW, I really do recommend people read that Nitro book by Guy Evans. It's up at Amazon, and we're not getting paid to say that. It's actually a really good book. But the level of, I'm not even going to say incompetence, but like the number of times they shot themselves in the foot And they really did. I mean, look, Vince did a great job pivoting and rebranding and staying relevant in the Attitude Era. None of that can be taken away. But WCW had everything it needed to stay relevant and to pivot mm-hmm. themselves. They had an amazing group of young wrestlers that were never really given the opportunity to develop in the same manner that the Attitude Era stars or the WWE Attitude Era stars did. And they had these horrible contracts like Hulk Hogan's, which just served to keep people down and him on top. And that just wasn't a viable thing. There are a lot of things in place that kept WCW from you know, staying afloat. But, you know, AEW is a little bit different than that, man. They've got, you know.
They're a lot different.
I mean,
AEW, sorry, has more in common with WWE and the Attitude Era than WWE does now. WWE, I'm not talking about how the business run in terms of it being a huge corporation that is beholden to stockholders, has more in common with WCW at this point than WWF did back in the late 90s. Yeah. You know, they're not the privately held, you know, company that can pivot without really having to answer to anybody. Mm-hmm. WWE now, they have stockholders to answer to. Yeah, they can pivot, but at the end of the day, they still have someone to answer to.
Yeah, yeah.
AEW doesn't.
That being said, I mean, in terms of the Monday Night Wars, like WWE or the Wednesday Night War, whatever you want to call it, WWE has a lot of resources at their disposal. You know, Brian Alvarez mentioned, you know, months ago when the pandemic was, you know, a couple months deep, he was saying, you know, if they don't air shows, they don't survive as a company. They don't survive as a business because, like, they have these contracts with TNT. They have to air shows. They have to do something. So they can't just, they couldn't just stop or else their business would go away. So they're still not exactly on, you know, the firmest of grounds. Yeah, Tony Khan's dad is a billionaire, but he's not going to want to pump a bunch of money into a failing proposition. That doesn't happen.
That's not good business.
So WWE, they do have all sorts of resources. But, you know, just like with WCW, tides shift, fortunes shift very, very quickly.
Quickly, yes.
They have everything. They're the king of the mountain. There's no denying that right now.
In 4 years' time, when new TV deals are up for negotiation, mm-hmm. and if ratings are still what they are, they're not going to get anywhere close to what they're getting now. And not to say that that alone would be enough to put WWE in peril, but it would definitely change their fortunes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way we can tell what that would be. I mean, nobody expected to get, apparently WWE expected to get more than they got this time, but a lot of other people didn't expect that they would get that, you know, with, I mean, mm-hmm. two basically billion-dollar deals. So I don't know. Nobody knows what the landscape's going to be like 4 years from now. Anyways, Triple H had a lot to talk about, including his own retirement plans. He said he is more or less retired, but that came with a pretty big caveat. These transcripts come to you from Sports Akita. He said, "I just feel like there's a moment where you go, I'm retired, but you're not. I'd rather just not say it. And if the right opportunity comes up that everybody believes is right, and I believe I can do it without falling apart, me or the match, then okay, I would consider it. I'm not at a point where I would say absolutely not under any circumstances, but probably not that far off. The thing for me that's good is I'm so transitioned over and satisfied with the other aspects of my career, my life, and everything else. I get as much fun and excitement out of watching others do it and succeed at it." We've talked about this before, how he's brought in Shawn Michaels to NXT and how those guys probably get quite a lot of creative satisfaction, maybe just as much as they did in the ring back in the day as they do now, watching their creations sort of succeed. I say that loosely. You know, the stuff that they work on succeed out there in the ring, in the ratings, what have you. So I could totally understand where he's coming from here.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, he keeps himself seemingly in pretty good shape. Yeah. He seems like he can get in ring shape pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, his last Mania match against Batista was really long, but I enjoyed it because it was pretty creative. Mm-hmm. You tell the two of them were just going out there and having a really good time.
That being said, I wonder, like, I would imagine if Batista came in and said, "Hey, Hunter, we had a great run, but I'd like to put over or have a match against somebody in the younger generation," Triple H, I don't think he would have been like, "Okay, cool. What do you want to do?" I think he does stuff these days in the ring out of necessity. You know,
yeah.
Saudi Arabian government
wants. That's what Batista
wanted
to do. He wanted to have his final match against Triple H.
He wanted that. But if he had wanted something, I mean, if he'd wanted something else, Triple H would be like, okay, cool. What do you want? We'll facilitate that. If it involves him, okay, let's see what I can do. So yeah, he seems pretty happy not stepping back in the ring.
Totally, totally. Speaking about people stepping in the ring, we got an AEW tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First item on the docket, got a John Moxley and MJF contract signing. Will Mox sign that deal that bans the paradigm shift for this match?
Yeah, he's going to sign that.
I don't think he cares. I don't think he's going to care.
Yeah, no excuses. Then we're going to wait. Does this actually happen tonight? Tables match tonight? Really? Matt Hardy?
Yeah, man.
Wow, that's awesome. They're not going to wait for All Out for that one? That's cool.
Nope.
Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara in a tables match.
That'll be good. I'm looking forward to this one. A tag team gauntlet
match.
Oh,
I love
tag
gauntlet
team
matches.
Gauntlet match.
Yeah.
You got Natural Nightmares versus Young Bucks. Winner of that gets the Best Friends. Winner of that gets FTR. Number one contendership on the line. They will face the champions Kenny Omega and Hangman Page at All Out.
Is there any chance, given that the Young Bucks kind of have a thing going with the Dark Order right now, so I guess it's possible they could do something with that at All Out. Is there any chance somehow this ends up with the Young Bucks and the FTR both coming out of this with a spot at All Out in that tag match,
entirely
making
possible.
A triple threat?
Entirely possible.
I think that'd be
entirely
a great
possible.
Way to go.
That'd be an insane match.
Also, Brody Lee TNT title celebration. Honestly, the only celebration I needed to see was on Being the Elite this week.
Steve, what'd you do with your $1 million?
Tap dancing lessons. All million dollars on tap dancing lessons.
That's good. That's good.
Remember that hug?
That's good. I bought a life-size cutout of Brody Lee.
Remember, yeah.
It watches me sleep.
Remember that hug I gave you? I take back the hug. Anyways, we also have Big Swole versus Britt Baker and Penelope Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, a handicap match, huh?
Yeah, we got an 8-man tag match. You got the Lucha Brothers and the Butcher and the Blade taking on Joey Janela, Sonny Kiss, Brian Pillman Jr., and Griff Garrison.
I know, he was eating the pin on that one.
Yep.
That's great that Pillman Jr. is doing more stuff with AEW, though. And then, of course, returning to commentary, the demo god himself, Chris Jericho. That'll be a lot of fun.
It will be.
Yeah.
It shall be.
Still no Excalibur, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, that's it for our show today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully, you'll join us tonight for our AEW recap live at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.